Another preclinical study was conducted by Dr. France et al. The publication is titled The Efficacy of Direct Current Stimulation for Lumbar Intertransverse Process Fusions in an Animal Model. This study was published in Spine in 2001. The objective of this preclinical study was to determine the efficacy of direct current electrical stimulation by using a 20 microamp current and the more recently developed 60 microamp current delivered by an implantable direct current stimulator for the posterolateral lumbar intertransverse process fusion technique. 44 New Zealand white rabbits underwent an L5 to L6 intertransverse process fusion. All fusions used autologous bone graft obtained from bilateral posterior iliac crests. Of the 44 rabbits that received fusions, 34 were evaluated postoperatively. Devices were implanted into all the rabbits and divided into three groups: sham or non-functioning group, N equals 14, 20 microamp low current stimulator group, N equals 8, and 60 microamp higher current stimulator group, N equals 12. All devices appeared similar, and both the surgeons and evaluators were blinded to the treatment groups. Evaluations occurred 5 weeks post-surgery. The results showed that in the radiographic analysis, the difference between the sham group and the high current group was statistically significant, with a p-value of 0.04. In biomechanical testing, the 60 microamp group reached statistical significance in comparison with the sham group, with a p-value of 0.013. This study concluded, direct current electrical stimulation was shown to be efficacious in improving both the healing rate and strength in this posterolateral lumbar fusion model. The effect was enhanced by increasing the stimulation current from 20 microamps to 60 microamps. Higher direct current stimulation of 40 microamps and 60 microamps produced by the SPF improved healing and bone strength, respectively.